You join me at a tremendously exciting moment. It's Into Your Head, number 225. Now, the previous show was part 3 of my hotel room trilogy. It's not over yet. There's 2 more. There's part 4 and part 5 to come. But this is an interval act. This is a compilation of some shorter recordings that I made and uploaded from my iTelephone to Audio Boo, a little mini podcast service. So I've put them back here. So these are, I've just said what these are. In case you weren't listening, I recorded some crap on my iTelephone and uploaded them directly to the internet at audioboo.fm. If you're on Audio Boo, you can follow me. I think I'm called Into Your Head. And I put these little short things. Some of them didn't come out right, so I've re-edited them here so you can hear them properly. It's the Into Your Head Hotel Room Trilogy post-part. Part 3 interval act, parts 4 and 5 will come up in the next few days. Good morning.
Hello, I'm in a hotel bathroom, hence the echo. I'm in a hotel bathroom somewhere in the Irish Midlands. Now, I don't want to preempt myself because I've got my voice recorder with me, and I've just recorded 2 episodes of Into Your Head, my podcast at intoyourhead.com, which I'll upload when I get home this weekend. So I don't want to preempt any of the material that I've discussed on there, but here's a bit of it. So anyway, that's from one of the upcoming episodes, episode 222 and 223 of Into Your Head, which will be from the hotel bathroom and bedroom. But apart from that, no, nothing else exciting happening here. It just occurred to me that recording in a hotel bathroom is worthy of an Audio Boo recording, so I thought I'd get out my iTelephone and press record and say this. So that's what I thought I'd do. Turns out I was right in thinking that I would do that, because I just have. I'm still doing it now, but I've decided now that it's like when there's an election and they're halfway through the count and some guy in the party that's doing well decides to declare victory. That's what I'm doing now. I'm declaring victory in the correctness of my prediction that I would do this because I seem to be doing this. Admittedly, I'm not finished doing this, but counts are coming in and it's looking good, so I'm confident enough to say that I'm doing this, even though I'm not even finished doing this yet. So there you go. Anyway, intoyourhead.com. Hello. A couple of minutes ago I recorded an Audio Boo about how to be brief in a hotel room. Confined to just being brief in a hotel room, but I did it in a hotel room. Unfortunately, something happened. This application wouldn't let me upload the recording. Now it's gone forever. Disappeared into the annals of time and history. I don't know whether it's not in the past at all, because it never existed. It did exist, but it wasn't published. But nonetheless, that's not the point here at all. I was trying to explain in my failed recording that I've realised I've been misusing Audio Boo. It's come to my attention that most of the successful recordings are 2 or 3 seconds long, and as people just find an atmospheric representation of the audio in the place where they are. For example, they'll be in the fairground and they'll just find 2 or 3 seconds of audio background noise and it'll sound good. Or if they're in a toilet, they might do just a fart and upload that. It's about being effective and brief. It's like I'm in the hotel room. I'd better find a noise as long, just to demonstrate the atmospherics here, and just upload that and leave the rest to the listener's imagination. So what I did was I did this. I flicked this light switch beside my hotel bed, and I decided I wouldn't tell the listener that it's not connected to the light, that nothing happens when I switch the switch, and that I don't know what the switch does. But I decided to leave that to the listener's imagination, and I said the listener could decide in his mind's eye whether the light was flashing on and off or
not, whether or whether nothing was happening when I flicked the switch, because that's the way radio used to be. In the old days, you'd come on, you'd have some actors coming on, and one of them would say, rhubarb, 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 and the other one would say, rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb back, and in their mind's eye, the listener would be thinking, oh, there's a lot of rhubarb all over the place, maybe it's the Noah's Ark of the vegetable world, whether maybe there's some sort of rhubarb flood, there's rhubarb falling down from the heavens, and they're going to have to build an ark and go off and save all the animals, which is going to be a problem in itself, because a lot of animals aren't vegetarians, and if rhubarb
Hello,
this is a continuation of my earlier recording from this afternoon called How to Be Brief. This is How to Be Brief Part 2. Don't worry, this won't take long. It's just, you remember I was talking about my bedside light in the hotel, and how there's a switch there that appeared not to do anything. I found out what it does. There's a little twisty reading light attached to the main bedside light, and it switches that on. So that's what it does. It doesn't do nothing after all. It's a very medical looking light. It's on a twisty thing, and white light comes out of it. Anyway, that's what the switch does. Mystery solved. IntoYourHead.com. Good morning.
Hello. It's Neil from IntoYourHead.com. I've just recorded the third in my trilogy of hotel bathroom episodes of my podcast. I'll upload them when I get home in a day or two. But I wanted to do something instantaneous in the meantime that I can upload from my iTelephone. So that's what this is. This is something instantaneous. What's the other word? It's a bit like instantaneous, but it means doing stuff without planning it. No, I planned this. I planned this at least a few minutes ago, so I'm not being that other word I can't remember. But I am being instantaneous in that I'm uploading this almost immediately. There's a graph thing on my iPhone in the app, and it's going up and down to the level of my voice. It's very low now, and it's very high now. I can see the graph things bouncing right up to the top of the graph. It's absolutely fascinating. When I do that, it's great. There's a little tall thing in the middle that goes up slightly above the fourth line from the top, and it just kind of bounces up and down by half a block. I'll take a screenshot of it, and I'll use that as the album cover. Screenshot taken. Where are we? I'm in the hotel bathroom. I spent quite some time in here over the last couple of days. I've been recording the hotel bathroom trilogy, as I say, three 10-minute episodes from the hotel bathroom, the hotel room bathroom, I should say, because it's not the main hotel bathroom. If this was the main hotel bathroom and it's in my hotel room, I'd have issues with that, because it's been a lot. I tell you, the days when you share the hotel room bathroom with other people are long gone. This isn't a frigging youth hostel. I expect the bathroom to myself, or at least, well, I'll share it with the other people with whom I share the room, namely my wife, who technically she's not other people, she's another person, but come to think of it, this room has a double bed and one single, so you could have another person in here. I suppose I could sublet the hotel room. I could go out. I suppose I could stand at the door saying, hello, do you just need a single bed? Because we've got one, but keep it quiet because the hotel reception is probably listening and I don't want to get into trouble. This is probably against the rules and regulations in the small print. There it is, it's going up again. It's fucking fantastic. Grafting. They've done it in such a way that there's blue bars and there's white bars, and every second one is white, so it's a bit of contrast. I don't know what that means in terms of sound. It probably doesn't mean anything, but the middle blocks are going up higher than the ones on the outside. And as I say, as my voice goes up and down like this, the blocks on the graph go up and down. It's mesmerising. I feel like I'm on drugs, even though I'm not on drugs. Although I have just had quite a lot of caffeine and taurine and a pint of beer. That reminds me, there's an open can of beer out in the hotel room. I'm going to go out and get it now. There's no point having it sitting there when it could be going down my trachea into my stomach. Let's see.
Oh, that's interesting. The sound of me drinking from the beer can barely registered at all on the graph. It went right down to the bottom. I was watching it out of the corner of my eye. Well, it's fascinating. I don't know, what do you call it, the corner of your eye? Or are you really watching out of the centre of your eye, but you've got your eye turned slightly? Because the corners of my eyes don't work very well, quite frankly. There's something wrong with them, and my peripheral vision is fucked. So maybe I was seeing the graph wrong. I don't know. Oh, look, MasterChef. There's an old MasterChef. I'm very confused by MasterChef now. We're watching MasterChef from last year on one of the UK TV channels, and we're watching Professional MasterChef, brand new, on the BBC, and we're watching MasterChef from a few years ago on Irish television, which is on now, and apparently they're going to show Australian MasterChef soon, despite this not being Australia. They're going to show in the UK, and we get the UK here. We can see the UK from here, across from Ireland, so we'll be able to watch that. So, there's an awful lot of MasterChefs going on. What I'd like to see is Master Eaters. Hello, this is just a footnote to my previous audio boo recording. I've been advised by Jerry Novak on Twitter that the word I was trying to think of was spontaneous. Of course, the bitter irony of that is that if you spend too long trying to think of the word, then you're not being spontaneous. That's not to say that you have to be a word just to think of it and say it. If I say the word anti-disestablishmentarianism, that doesn't mean that I have to be a staunch anti-disestablishmentarian. Establishmentarianism-ist. No, not at all. If I say the word turnip cat, it certainly doesn't mean that I have to have a cat who likes turnips, or a turnip that's been cut into the shape of a cat as an alternative Halloween decoration. Not at all. But no, I The word I spent half of my previous recording this morning trying to think of was spontaneous. So there you go. Oh, and by the way, the reason I was cut off at the end was because there's a 5-minute limit on these. Apparently, Audio Boo refuses to allow me to put up anything longer than 5 minutes just because I'm not paying them any money for it. So if you want to hear stuff longer than a minute, go to intoyourhead.com. We're up to show 220 something now. Everything's longer than a minute. No, almost everything anyway. Because we're a longer than a minute world. I know everyone likes to say this, the MTV generation, where no one watches or listens to anything that's in longer than 3 seconds. But that's not true in my world. In my world, MTV doesn't play any music. And you'll notice, by the way, that most of the shows on MTV are half an hour long. They're not 3 seconds long. So that's, frankly, that's... That's a load of crap. Don't believe anything they tell you about it. Do you remember the MTV? MTV is from the same people who make Nickelodeon. And if you go to America, you'll see Nickelodeon at night turns into a thing called Nick at Night. And it's all half-hour shows from the past. Everything's from the past. There's nothing from the present or the future anymore. I suppose if you go to the Weather Channel, they give you the future weather. But that's not even guaranteed to be accurate. And of course, the news channel has stuff from the present, has breaking news, news has broken, so if it's broken, it's not breaking anymore, so they just try and pretend it's still breaking, even though it happened hours ago. They'll say, hello, this is breaking news, 3 hours ago something happened. I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, if it happened 3 hours ago and we're saying it's breaking, that means we're late. No, that's not the case. Think of this as a 3-hour news bulletin. Think of as if I started this sentence 3 hours ago at the exact time when the breaking event happened. So I'm not late at all. I'm just spending an awful lot of time describing it. This is me again. I don't mean I've been reincarnated. It's I mean to say it's still me, the me who was in my earlier recordings. This is me again. I didn't die and come back. I did stop recording and restart here and make a separate recording. But no, when I say it's me again, I don't mean to say that you met me in a previous life, although you may well have. Although it's unlikely that you heard me here on this recording system, because the chances are this wasn't invented at the time. My current life started in 1976, and then back then, perhaps my previous life ended in the early 70s and had some sort of reel-to-reel tape recorder, but that's unlikely to have been put on the internet. Although, again, the internet was around in those days, if I remember rightly. We were getting away from the point here. The point is over there at the window behind the curtain, and we're over here. Well, I am. I'm over here. So I'm getting away from the point, even though I haven't moved since the beginning of this recording. I've been lying on the bed, face down, with my device in my hand. The window hasn't moved either, so it's all a metaphor. All I'm trying to say is I'm getting away from the point. I'm being pulled away metaphorically from the point, despite having not physically moved. I notice my right leg is jigging up and down, although it's really down and up because I'm lying face down. So what would normally be my leg jigging up and down is in fact my leg jigging down and up. Not that it matters very much in the overall scheme of things. If there's a god up there, he's not going, something's awry with the world today, the balance of nature is wrong, that guy's jigging his leg the wrong way, and he thinks he's jigging it the right way. Not that there's a right and the wrong way, he's perfectly, I'm perfectly happy for him to do it the other way. It's just that it's causing a thing. It's causing the north and south poles to be reversed, not in a good way, because frankly in space there's no north and south. I've always had a problem with that. I was there when I was there creating the world. I noticed that I had a north and a south pole, but once you went outside of the earth there was no up and down or north and south. Even if there was an up and a down and a north and a south in space, they wouldn't necessarily align with each other. North could be over there and down could be up there, or something, and then you go outside the universe and it's a whole different thing, but I'm not going to tell you what that is. I'm going to let you figure out yourselves what's outside of the universe, because that's the type of bastard I am. Anyway, good morning.